Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, our 4G Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. We'll get the G Bag of the Day at 5:30. Then we'll try our hands at some LA Live. You do have Jacob Ray in for Lucius Alexander today. So, he'll have the G-Bag of the Day coming up here for you in 28 minutes. Here's the chief of some sports.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Sounds of the sports day and some sports quotables. SEC Media Days going down. We got the news. Walchuk told us earlier about it was Greg McElroy, right?
Yes.
Who was hinting at the idea of Nick Saban. He's got a very strong source that may or may not be Nick himself.
Just might not be, maybe.
Saying that him being done coaching forever is probably not going to happen. So Nick Saban returning to coaching. He didn't specify where
LSU
or even whether or not it was going to be college football or the NFL. So I saw this clip, couple of college football guys from On Three Sports, Andy Staples, Ari Wasserman. Staples in particular is a very in-the-know college football guy. Listen to them chop it up and see what you think.
I don't believe that Nick Saban is going to come back to college football until there's like a strict set of rules, not strict, but a firm set of rules, which is not going to happen before he turns 80 probably. So he's probably not coming back. He's 73 years old. So it's the same age. Now, that is the same age that Pete Carroll is, and Pete Carroll just took a different NFL job after a year off. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility.
Nick Saban's hair dye is really, really good too, because he looks younger than 73. The ultimate question with this is always, if you're a coach, it doesn't matter how much you accomplish, you can't put out the flame or the desire to want to be a part of a competitive environment. But at the same time too, I can't really think of any program that makes reasonable sense in college. Like, this sounds like an NFL discussion to me.
Interesting. So, and obviously the landscape can change pretty quickly. Like if Brian Kelly, for instance, in LSU this year.
They'll back-channel this thing, absolutely.
Oh, they would, no question.
We'll back-channel this thing.
Like any program in the country right now is thinking, all right, let's go ahead and put out our Nick Saban feelers behind closed doors.
What's my Brian
right
Kelly buyout, by the way? We just good got question. Done with Coach O's. We just got that one taken.
Looks like Walchuk's got the sausage fingers moving right now, so he's going to get the deets on that. But Nick Saban to the NFL, I'll tell you, hey, a guy like Shoddy, you better be good this year. Because, I mean, are you kidding me? I would, even for the NFL.
Why the selfish side of me would want Nick Saban to show up at LSU before?
It's a fat buyout. We're looking at just under 62 mil.
Can you have that, Brian?
Sure.
Get the guys together?
Yeah.
You got a five ski on that, don't you?
I mean, what was Jimbo's?
Jimbo's
was like 70 something.
Yeah, his was so a lot.
There's definitely precedent for this.
It can get done, especially if you know that you're getting Nick Saban.
I mean,
right?
Michigan,
you're not just doing it and then hoping.
Sharon Moore, that thing doesn't go well. Michigan pivoted, went the Harbaugh route.
Nick, if you remember, he was up at Michigan State as the head coach.
He was,
one time.
Yeah, at Bowling Green, Michigan State, LSU. Yeah, that's right. Maybe he doesn't want to go coach the rival, but if the money's right,
Is it a no-brainer that, let's say, the Cowboys season doesn't go the way we want it to go? Would you be interested in moving on from Shoddy after 1 year to get Nick Saban? Or would that?
Yeah, yeah, if this thing turns into 3-14, sure.
Yeah. I'd be shocked if the Cowboys would want to move on from Schottenheimer. I think 3-14 might get that conversation going, but they would probably figure out a way. I think, though, if your offense is showing progress and you could swap out Schottenheimer for Saban and keep Clayton Adams, I think that could be a win.
I just have visions of Nick Saban and Arch Manning and a Cowboys.
I mean, that would be a
situation, and I can't help but get super, super torqued.
It'd be tantalizing. It certainly would be. I'm with you, though. I don't think Jerry's firing the guy after year one, but I'd get excited. 903 Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, Venables.
Venables is definitely a guy that I'd say is on the hot seat.
How about our guy down in Florida, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Billy Napier?
Nick Saban has LSU, Bama, and Florida on the resume.
Gracious.
Who would you rather have, Saban or Belichick?
Saban.
As what, a head coach?
Yeah.
I'll take Saban.
Yeah, I think I'd lean Saban too. I think Bill might be done.
College or NFL, I think I would go Saban. If the Dolphins would have signed off on Drew Brees instead of Dante Culpepper, they both were dealing with the injuries back then.
Doctors, yeah.
Nick Saban could still be coaching in the NFL right now.
I wonder
it wasn't like he just was a total bleep job. Like, their quarterback situation went haywire. The doctors in Miami said, no, we don't like the Breeze shoulder. We'll take the Culpepper knee. So he's going, okay. Yeah. Next thing you know, he's spitting out Gus Frat and Sage Rosenfels and Cleo Lemon to be his quarterback.
Cleo Lemon.
And he was still like two games under .500 over the course of 2 years, winning record the first year. So, I mean, I still think Nick Saban would be awesome, NFL or college. I would take him over Belichick.
See, the thing that's interesting to me now is that Saban, I think he won a Sports Emmy for his work this last year.
Oh, yeah, Game Day will miss him.
But the thing about it is, do you wonder with the whispers to Greg McElroy from him that, and I'm putting it on him, I think he's still
I agree.
McElroy.
When I read that quote, I thought.
But I'm saying, are the whispers thing. That he's not happy doing the stuff with McAfee and those guys?
I haven't heard any of that.
I don't know that he's
Well, no, I'm just saying, is it like, I won a Sports Emmy, but. Of course I'm going to win a Sports Emmy. I'm damn Nick Saban, you know? That's what I do this in my sleep.
It's just one of those, and you know better than anybody, I just don't think he can stay away.
I think that's the problem. I think that you get so used to structure every day, and it sounds like Miss Terry has his honeydews that he has to do, but I guess playing golf and riding around on the boat at the lake and all that just probably isn't as fun for him as getting ready for fall camp, you know?
Yeah, psycho competitor. The 1% of the 1% of the 1%. That's just a different type of personality.
Yeah, I think when you're inside of it and you're coaching, especially in a place like Bama, you'd stopped winning the stress of it. Like, all you can think of is, man, this is a rough ride, and it's really beating me up here, and the fans don't appreciate it. But after a year off, you're like, wow.
Well, I think they're right, though, about – I think that he sees hope that there is going to be a cap in the NIL stuff. That before he was like, man, this is the Wild West.
It's crazy.
This is not going to happen. I don't want to be a part of this. I think it also when it came down to recruiting and then you had parents come up to him and say, well, how much are you going to pay me for these visits?
Yeah.
And he's thinking, I work at the damn University of Alabama. You know, I mean, what are we paying for visits for here? You know, I think there was some things that really rubbed him the wrong way in recruiting, and maybe they're going to put a stop to some of the stuff that's what's going to bring him back.
Let me just add this one thing before we move on, because I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to say this again, but I do think that hitting the retirement age is tough because you've conditioned yourself probably since you were 15 or 16 years old to be a hard worker.
Yeah.
And our culture reinforces that so much. So as you get close to retirement, it's a project to try to rewire your brain to just enjoy relaxing and not having to feel like I got to have my nose at the grindstone of something. And I think if you don't consciously try to rewire your brain for that experience, you won't get there. A year into it, you're going to be like Bochy or Saban and say, I got to go back to what's comfortable. And that's stressful. That's why you left it, right? So it's kind of sad that you get to that age and like all that matters is connecting with your family with your remaining years, but you can't go do that because you're so consumed by the culture.
You don't know what to do with yourself.
It's so funny, though. I've had these conversations here recently because I see these videos on taking Social Security at 62, you know, and then my NFL pension, the same thing. So I've had these discussions about, you know, and like, well, no, you could take it. And I'm just thinking, Like, yeah, this is cool. This is, you know, and here we are, I've been starting our new, my new deal.
Crown Media, baby.
But I think I'm the total, I'm excited about it. But I also feel like, though, if you put me in a mode where I can go to the lake and be there full time, you guys would never see me again. You know, that kind of thing.
If you had the financial stability to just quit forever.
If I had the Nick Saban ability or any of these guys, or just, you know, I had the ability just to go live at the lake and fish and hang out. And
it's a beautiful thought.
Stuff. How many people in your life actually believe you when you say that?
Zero.
But that's the problem. Here I am about to be 62 and working on a whole new project. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're an alpha.
But you love it.
I love that. But there's also a side of me that I'd never, it's funny now to have conversations about, oh, when do you take Social Security and when do you take your NFL pension?
Yeah.
You know, people that are like, well, hey, you have these options. And I'm like, oh, okay, thanks.
I'm appreciate a lunch pail guy.
But yeah.
I'll worry about that when I'm 90.
Yeah. But I like I said, I think if I had Saban money and stuff like that, I think I would find a way to stay at the lake. I think I would. And you guys can come visit me and stuff like that, and I'll be happy to have you around.
I'll bring the podcast equipment.
See, that's what's.
Oh wait, you'll already
got
have
the college
it.
Tape ready. You already have the studio in the lake house.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's just funny. It is that you.
It's an interesting time.
Well, it is interesting because I never, you know, you get to a point where you're working and then they start to say, oh, now you know you can collect Social Security. Oh, you know, now you can get your NFL pension, and I'm like. Oh, okay, that's good. But if I don't, does it kind of continue to grow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it continues to, you know, I'm like, okay.
Saying I have to take this now?
Yeah, that's what they're asking me. They're asking you, you want to take it? And I'm like, no. Can I wait?
Yeah.
But I think I'd be the opposite of Nick Saban. I think I would.
My favorite quote, we don't have the sound, but my favorite quotable from Media Days, SEC Media Days today, head coach for your Tigers, Brian Kelly, talking about preparing for game one against Clemson.
He has yet to win a game one. I'm expecting to be 0-1 right off the jump.
He says, quote, we have a Clemson paw print in our weight room on the bags we hit.
Yeah. Isn't it just their paw print?
Yeah.
Did they just like make their LSU paw print and make it orange?
My man.
I love this idea. I just don't think I would reveal that to anyone because that exact tweet is going to go viral again when they get their ass kicked by Klubnik.
Oh, no.
That's the kitty cat.
That's LSU.
Call me kitty cat.
It is a given that LSU will find a way to lose the opening game of the season. It's Florida State. It's USC. Wisconsin. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just opening game is just. Under Brian Kelly has just been a disaster.
All-star festivities going down in Atlanta. We have, by the way, you're going to get to watch the McAfee alternate broadcast for the Derby tonight, which I think is probably the broadcast that I will.
That's the way you should.
Are they going to be out in the outfield, like on the other side of the fence? Like,
yeah, it's a good question.
I hope somebody gets hit by a ball.
Yeah.
I'm kind of rooting for it.
On the McAfee squad or like one of the kids?
No, on the McAfee squad. Not the kids.
Oh, okay.
Not the kids.
I'll tell you, those T-Mobile kids, I was standing out in the outfield last year.
One of the kids.
T-Mobile kids made some good plays out in the outfield.
You have a couple of kids out there that are pretty dialed and they take it serious.
T-Mobile kids did a fine job.
One kid was like gobbling all the balls last year.
Yeah.
Real ball gobbler.
Well, yeah, let's you can dump that, Jake.
Let's go ahead and take you to the McAfee show where they have Shohei Ohtani and his new interpreter sitting at the desk. And McAfee asks him what's his meal of choice, what's his favorite meal.
What are you eating? What is meal of choice?
なんですかね? お肉 ですかね? やっぱお肉大好きなので。 I love meat.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of
hell
meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Meat.
Heck yeah, we respect Shohei Ohtani. I mean, you don't become one of the greatest athletes of all time by eating plants.
That's
and
obviously
vegetables.
A high protein diet.
He is from a country though is known for their healthy eating though.
Yeah, but it's meats.
It's Wagyu.
Right?
But I'm telling you, man.
It's the Wagyu. It's the most delectable meat out there.
I love meat.
It was like.
Thank you, Shohei interpreter.
There was over 145,000 people that are over the age of 104 in the world.
35,000?
145.
Woo!
That are over 104 years old.
That's a good run.
That's incredible.
Do you think that's a pretty high number, right?
I would never have
feel sky high
there.
Yeah.
Especially if you consider 100,000 people die every day, and it's apparently not them.
Yeah.
Meat is medicine, boys.
By the way,
does Ohtani need a translator?
No.
If he's straight answering the questions, like that? Does he need a translator?
I understand the ability to hear a different language and gather what's being said without being able to spit out a great response. But it's a fair question. It's a fair question.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
It's a fair segment right there. 5 o'clock every day in the G-Bag Nation. We do have the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. We'll hit the expressway and talk about all the stories developing throughout your broadcast afternoon coming up next here on The Fan. But if your next task of the day is to get a new vehicle, it's good news. Time to call D&M Leasing right here on your ride home. Maybe take a look outside and spot a make and model that you love, because D&M Leasing and this Easy Lease can put any make, any model in your driveway. The Easy Lease, award-winning, the most consumer-friendly lease on the market, because you save a bunch of money on your monthly payment. There's nothing down, nothing due for 60 days, and when the payments kick in, you have to 50% less compared to buying. Plus, I mean, these purchase agreements, they're going 7 years, 84 months worth of payments now just to get a payment low enough, because, you know, vehicle prices have continued to skyrocket. How do you get a payment low enough to fit your family budget at the same time get a brand new vehicle that fits your family's needs and the family budget? It's the Easy Lease from D&M. Give them a call. They'll explain all your options, you know, all the makes and models and the body style that you want. Or if you don't even know that, they can coach you through it. You know, for me, I usually know what I want. So it takes me about 10, 12 minutes on the phone. They give me the highest trade-in value possible for the old one. And just like that, new vehicle acquired. They'll bring it to the house tomorrow or to the office, wherever you want it delivered, and just drive away with the old one. See for yourself why I love the Easy Lease from D&M Leasing. 972 or 81735 lease. Go to dmautoleasing.com. Welcome back, Nation. Here we go. It's time to hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. And the segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni in the headlines this afternoon, offering a pointed response to the notion that Jalen Hurts was along for the ride during the Eagles Super Bowl run last season. In the first hour of the show, Wolchuk put Hurts sixth in your quarterback rankings, right? Or was it seventh?
No, he was number six.
Sirianni says, I think that's bull bleep.
Well, screw you, he should Nick. Be way lower than that.
You know what?
You think I'm coaching a top 10 quarterback? I'm winning Super Bowls with the 12th best quarterback in football.
Six was generous for you, Nick. Go F yourself.
He says, I mean, he plays the most important position in all of sports. It's the most ultimate team game there is, and what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win. But, you know, here's the facts. After the 2-2 start to the season, the Eagles shifted their approach, leaning more on Saquon in the ground game and less on passing. The Eagles went 12-1 down the stretch, led by Saquon, who finished with that 2,000 yards and the 13 rushing touchdowns, and oh boy. Hurts, 361 attempts, 2,900 passing yards his lowest since becoming the full-time starter in 2021, but he delivered when called upon, including the Super Bowl. He completed 77% of his throws, totaled three touchdowns, and won the MVP honors. And, you know, obviously Hurts has a standout cast: Barkley, Brown, Devontae Smith, maybe the best offensive line in the game. So I would agree with the idea that he was along for the ride. I think most quarterbacks in the NFL would have won
that's
the Super
okay.
Bowl.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, if you figure out a game plan where you put your quarterback in best positions to have success, and, you know, I mean, there were some times where those receivers were kind of complaining a little bit but at the end of the day, when the confetti was flying, they weren't complaining anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they tailored that off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Offense, in order to give that quarterback the best opportunity to win games. And they knew it. They had a good defense, and they were going to play defense, and they were going to tush-push, and they were going to get inside, and they were going to hold the ball. They were going to run it. And, you know, he doesn't have to defend his quarterback at all. You know, I mean, all you have to say is, well, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. That's, you know, if you want to be critical, that's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know. Yeah. So I would love to be able to a situation like the Eagles had last year, where, you know, you take your quarterback out of it and limit the amount of mistakes he potentially can make.
Yeah.
Because we've seen that with that quarterback when it gets a little when it gets a little hairy for him, there's times where he puts the ball in harm's way.
You know, I think there's a lot of different ways you could take that. I don't know if his defense of Hurts was great, you know?
I don't either.
I think he should have come stronger. Like, listen, the guy doesn't turn it over.
Yeah.
He lit up the scoreboard last time we were in the Super Bowl. That didn't get the job done. So we asked him to play a different style. But guess what? On third and one, on fourth and two, he's the most unstoppable force in the game.
Yep.
And all those easy first downs with us and easy touchdowns once we're inside the two were more impactful for us than any 40-touchdown game or 40-touchdown season that a quarterback that can light it up has gone. I mean, you look back in Kellen Moore's history, Mike McCarthy ripped him for it, you know, trying to put up the most yards every year. And I don't know if that was Sirianni ripping Kellen Moore or Kellen Moore finally having the idea himself. But I think the bigger takeaway is, you know, just that the counting stats of a quarterback are kind of fool's gold when you look at, you know, building the best team. You know, and then beyond that, you can take it wherever you want it at 877-881-1053. But I would go to ownership. You know, it's not Hurts compared to others. It's Jeffrey Lurie. He tried to do this back in 2011 when he brought in Nnamdi Asamoah and Vince Young. You know, he's been trying to do this for 14, 15 years, and he's finally perfected the process. You know, that they can win with a Nick Foles, that they can win with a Jalen Hurts. That is so much more impressive to me than anything Saquon Barkley or Cooper DeJean or any of their good players are doing when it comes to the conversation of why they won last year. They're really just making the league submit by way of whipping them with the checkbook. Dak number 79 on the NFL top 100 list. I was surprised he's still in there.
I was too, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I don't know that you can make a strong objective case right now. As good as 2023 was, how much of that was fueled by the schedule? And then 2022 was bad, 2024 was bad. I know it might sound like I'm beating a dead horse on that by now, but two out of the last 3 years, he should have led the league in picks, you know, and he did 1 year in just 12 games. Yeah. Like, what was the outlier? It was 2023 against a soft schedule, and you really weren't actually that good. You got smoked by Green Bay in the playoffs. Like, how really good was that team? So, I think this is like career recognition, and I don't think Dak is done. I just think he's got a lot to prove here in 2025.
100%. Yeah, I mean, this is a big time make or break year for him, not financially or contractually, because he's going to be here for a while. But in terms of him not getting totally crushed by the media and Cowboys fans,
yeah,
this is a huge, huge year for him.
That's not going to change unless he wins a Super Bowl or at least gets to an NFC Championship game. He's going to keep getting crushed.
No question. Like, if the playoffs, if it's a good regular season and then it's the usual thing in the playoffs, then it's going to be loud. But
I think right now that'd be a win, considering how bad his numbers were last year with, like, turnover-worthy plays. Good. It was the worst in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It was like 60th out of 62 possible guys who even qualified for it. Like, Dak Prescott went to Badland next year, and you have to keep your fingers crossed that with Tyler Guyton back out there at left tackle, like, he's improved enough or the scheme has adjusted enough to take pressure off of Dak. You know, I think 2023, what happened is Tyron Smith was healthy, and now you're back into the same situation Dak was in 2022 and 2024 with a left tackle that's not good at all. And Terrence Steele, who's, you know, pretty dang good at run blocking, but not that good in protection.
Hey, Terrence Steele, 6 years now in the league, lasted a hell of a lot longer than I thought he would.
Yeah.
You know?
And this has a chance to be his best year. Two years removed from ACL.
Yeah, I think moving on from Mike Solari was a breath of fresh air for him.
Yeah. Joseph Hoyt in the morning news asking, could the Cowboys keep only two quarterbacks? I think you have to, and until you know for sure that Milton can be better than Greer, I think you have to stay with three. But even then, with Dak's injury history, I think you got to keep three.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen enough from Joe Milton. The Week 18 game against Buffalo was encouraging.
Yeah, it was very encouraging. I mean, there was some throws where you were like, oh no, oh yeah, like that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, he will you'll see him quite a bit in training camp. I mean, there'll be some throws he makes during the practices. We were going, oh my gosh, you know, that's pretty.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to watch him in preseason.
Yeah. And folks take it the way, I mean, I had a guy one time say, well, why are you talking about Milton? He's not going to beat out Dak. And I'm like, just got to talk about the backup quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to beat him out. I'm just saying you watch him play. There's going to be some throws that you're going to be like, that's pretty damn impressive right there.
Indeed. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have LA Live coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. It's time to go into that Pimp Cup where Jacob Ray is standing in for Lucius and has your G-Bag of the day.
All right, all right, all right. All right, it is G-Bag of the Day from Monday, July 14th. I am filling in for Lucius Alexander. If there is anything you see out there, my last name is spelled R-E-G-H. It is Jacob Ray on Twitter and Instagram. Go ahead and send that to me. We're going to get started here with a champ. Brian brought us on
like
his
this
question you would have thought was so long, you would think it was edited.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering if is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like going, I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's just say there are six yas there from Jared trying to get it.
Yeah.
He was just trying to stave him off a little bit with those yas.
Yeah. That was the Ranger fan coming out of me right there. That was the rage, like the come on, man. Why
frustration.
Are we? Why? Yeah, the frustration level was a little bit high there.
Is there any chance you break the record at Oxnard?
Oh, sure. I could always do that. Always break the
sitting
record.
At a table solo.
Yeah, always. You never know.
Pretty impressive to make history like that.
What if I just like when would like the shoddy press conference, just sit there and just ask a question that long?
Oh, that would be amazing. I think it'd be a great bet payoff for Broadus. You got like 10 to knock out. Like you have to ask a disgustingly long question to somebody that sits down with us at the table. Or better yet, when somebody's at the podium and you have all the other respected journalists surrounding you. And you just ask like a 90-second ridiculous, winding, incoherent question.
Here I am.
I think you're capable.
You
covered a lot of ground there.
He's got a talent for it. No, I'm just bummed that my record's broken.
No, you're
freaking,
not.
It totally sucks,
not.
Man.
All right.
Just don't do it when Jerry or Steven sit down with us because I have been taking notes of every question throughout the year that we want to ask them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They come up and we're having debates about it, right? Uh-huh. I'm going to unload. I'm an 8 right now.
Okay, we might just sit back.
Just
empty the clip. Let you.
Okay, but can
we'll
I just
handle
ask,
the players. You got the bosses.
So we can distribute them. You know,
I really have one question for Jerry, and it's after we saw the quote from DeMora Smith, the former NFLPA head guy, who said, like, Jerry's all about money, and he would literally go out of his way to pick up a single dollar bill off the sidewalk.
But
if
do you have
by.
That like, question?
I do want to ask that question. Of like,
you think it's a yes? Though?
I think you should do it.
The question is.
I think you should do it at the media party.
The question is.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted to see you walk up to him.
I'll have to elbow through like Clarence and Machota. David Moore won't be there, so maybe will be a little gap.
Yeah, we can watch Clarence like hand drinks over the top of Jerry's head to other people.
That's
that
right.
Kind of thing.
That's right. Yeah.
I just want to sprinkle some dollars on the ground and see if he picks them up.
Yeah, like Jerry, what is the lowest dollar figure that would stop you in your tracks to pick it up?
I want the question for DeMora Smith. Like, is that the worst thing you got on Jerry?
Yeah,
after
come on.
30 years of working in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just Google him, buddy. You don't have to come up with a mythical situation that's got zero. And that's the excerpts that the publisher decided to pull and put on the promotion circuit.
It's one of them. Yeah.
Wow, look at this hot stuff from DeMora Smith. Says Jerry Jones is so cheap he would pick up a dollar off the ground.
Man.
I'll pass on your book, sir.
Mm.
Right?
No, thank you. I'm good. Yeah.
That's not very incriminating.
If mismanaging the union's position in multiple negotiations wasn't enough to be embarrassing, check out this book. What else do we have, Jake?
All right, this was floating around on the weekend. This gentleman was walking down the street when he had an encounter with a mountain lion. Here's how it went.
Oh.
The store, you know, going through my little routes, get my couple little snacks and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm on the side over here, and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what was going on, you know? I was like little nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people after I see the people run, I just see something big walking just right over here, right by the bush. It went right over there. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. And it said, rawr! And I just kept walking. I seen it. So in my head, I'm like, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody.
Yeah. Rochester, New York is where this came from.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, we do have mountain lions in Sunnyvale. I don't know what my response would be, but I don't think it would be as terrified as I was Saturday afternoon as we're pulling into DFW airport. And about 5 minutes before landing, they say, we got microcells in the area. Right. We got to bail.
Yeah.
Right. So then we hit the gas and we fly off to Austin after circling DFW and looking at all the storms and
bouncing around the clouds.
Had to fly back through that mess. Yeah. They had to shut down DFW for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Dude, I've gotten to the point where I'm okay on a plane until something goes off schedule and they're like, oh, there's scary weather over here. We better avoid that or we're going to crash. Yeah. At that moment, I panic.
I don't blame you.
I wish I could say otherwise.
You almost want them to just not tell you why.
Yeah, don't tell me anything.
Keep it private.
Do not tell me
you
anything.
You need Mickey on the plane. Oh, we're circling around. Mickey makes that announcement every time.
Are they being extra careful with it now? Because that's the second time in the last three flights that we're pulling in somewhere and they're like, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Wow. Yeah. And I appreciate the safety. Like when I'm getting off, I look at the pilot and I'm like, thank you. That was, I appreciate the good, safe move. But at the time when you're like, hey, you're 28,000 feet in the air and there's dangerous storms in the area that they have to evade.
Especially when, I mean, it feels like for the last, what, year or so, the plane disaster stories have been at an all-time high.
You. Yes.
So
maybe a year plus.
They said
plus.
That the fuel problem, that Indian one that went down, fuel shut off for about 3 minutes.
That's not good.
Yeah. That's what they're saying happened to that one. Oof. Thing was taken off, and all of a sudden the fuel thing shut off.
Yeah, and then they're telling you, oh, we're going to go to Austin and fuel up. Yeah. I'm like, we don't have enough fuel to fly around for a couple hours. What's the planning like here, guys? What if there's storms in Austin, you know?
Sure.
And you see how my mind is racing now. Damn it. I need to get to the doctor, I think, and get me some, like, antipsychotic anxiety medication. Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably at that level
When's
now.
When's the last time you went to San Antonio? That would be probably the next airport you would fly to.
Oh, San Antonio. Yeah. It's been a couple of years since I've been to San Antonio. Yeah. But, you know, I was thinking, are we doing OKC? Can we do Love Field? Like, Love Field would have been nice.
Just
but
jump off?
No, those storms just drop in, and they have to be serious about it, because it was like 1989, that TWA flight bounced off 114. Yeah. That was wind shear from a microcell.
I think that was an American.
American
Delta is one of the, it wasn't a TWA, but
All right, who else is challenging here, Jake?
All right, this one was highly requested from some of the guys. This is a Derek Lee post-fight interview.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Find that.
Dude, Derek Lewis is the man. He's the same one that ripped his pants off and said my balls is hot. He's great, man. He really is.
You know what it is. Fine ass.
That might be a winner right there, Brian. I think he might be off the hook.
I might be off the hook on this one.
Hell of a question, though. And the man seeing the mountain lion was great as well, Jake. What do you say? Is it time to vote, or do you want more nominees in here?
I got one more if you guys have time.
Just one more.
One more.
All right, this one's coming. This one's from across the pond. I found this one on Twitter. It's a lady crashing out over some kids and their graffiti.
Ooh.
Now, Lucy, tell me how this is legal. Now, please tell me. Now, you have it, because I'm going to be calling police now. So please tell me, because I have now you on the video. Yes? Tell me, how legal is this? How legal is this? Do you know the law? Do you know the law? Help! Help! Help!
Oh, wow.
She was angry.
Oh, my goodness.
A little bit.
That was aggressive. Poor lady.
Yeah.
I love looking at the graffiti. I think the talent is really off the charts these days. I don't know, like, if you guys throwback, was graffiti ever just like an eyesore? Because every time I see it, it's like damn good artistry.
There was a time where the graffiti lost to the tagging. Mm-hmm. And it was just idiots trying to do their little design.
Yeah.
And that wasn't cool, you know, but the great graffiti, like on the side of trains like and stuff, murals. I'll sit and watch documentaries about that stuff.
Sure.
You know,
I dig it.
It's brilliant. The balls they have to like climb up those poles and
I never figured out how they
signs.
Get on the side of a trestle or like over an overhang, you know, over a.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's always graffiti on those. I'm like, how do they hang off the side? How do they do that?
It's quite a
And
talent.
When do they do that?
Yeah.
I think in the middle of the night.
When and how?
And they're obviously under 10% body fat. I think they're just scaling stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I think they're young and maybe got a little booze in them, want to climb stuff. I mean, I climbed a house once when I was 22 years old.
Damn.
I climbed right to the top. Just grabbed the gutter and went up, you know.
Oh, you guttered that thing?
Yeah, I'd been working out for about 9 months or so. It was about 158 pounds.
Damn.
Felt like I could climb a mountain at that point, you know.
Yeah.
So some of these young guys out there, you know, they're staying active. They're living on the streets or they're out on the streets a lot, moving around, maybe doing some push-ups, doing some pull-ups. They got that. Okay, is it Broadus, our two-time champ, looking for three? Is it, man, walking saw mountain lion, Derek Lewis post-fight interview, or lady crashes out over kids and graffiti? I'm voting for Derek Lewis, Chief.
I'm going to go with the champion.
Who are you voting for, Jake?
I love the champ. I'm going to go with the Derek Lewis, though.
Here we go.
Wow. You're at 2-1, Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with Broadus.
2-2, Brian.
Derek Lewis.
By a score of 3-2, and your new
G-Bag of the Day champion. Do we want to make him honorary five? Is that what I'm hearing
from
you?
Dang right we do. Now, he's running it up. G-Bag of the Year is basically going to be a Brian Broaddus G-Bag of the Year. He's got nine already.
Dawson, I mean, I just kind of feel like that it's really not necessary. I think I've got two already.
Don't we have a rule, though, when someone makes history in any way, they get the honorary?
No, Chief. You're just kind of disappointed that you lost today, huh?
Well, you are.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, I didn't lose at all.
I feel like I lost.
Well, that was
Jake,
golden content.
That was one of the best votes, by the way.
Gosh,
I'm bringing you lunch
it.
Here on Thursday.
It'll live in infamy, Brian, one way or another. It has been nominated as an honorary five-time G-Bag of the Day champion. Listen out.
Who's just that?
In early 2026 for the G-Bag of the Year competition. It's time to transition now to LA Live.
All right, you squares. Have you smoked? Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
Yes, sir. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
I'm all buzzed down.
Lucius will return next week.
Next week.
So send that man some love on social media. Let him know that he is
missed. Got his phone back. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he get a new phone? Or?
I think he got a new phone.
New phone?
I think he got a new phone. So, yeah, he should be good.
You guys watching the Home Run Derby tonight?
Probably
watch
not.
The sidecast with the McAfees.
Yeah, McAfee cast. I'll be consuming that.
So we have an alternate telecast going down with McAfee and his crew doing the Home Run Derby. That sounds so much better than listening to Chris Berman say back like 500 times.
I don't think Berman's doing it anymore.
Is Boom not even getting the call?
Didn't we have something about that last week, like Boom's not in?
Well, yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed watching a lot of those college football playoff games through the McAfee cast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun added element of entertainment and comedy and everything else, and at least in the college football playoff one, they would have like different guests throughout different portions of it. So I'm sure tonight will be no different. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that it probably is a better way of getting it done. Although I like the traditional telecast as well. What is your favorite Home Run Derby memory? And is it anything other than Josh Hamilton
making history in, like, was that 2009?
Yeah.
2009? I remember that well.
Wasn't that New York?
I think it was New York. Yeah, he had an insane amount. Was it 27 home runs? Is that what he did in one round?
It might have even been like 30-something.
Ends up not winning it, but I remember just my jaw dropped on the floor, and it was on tape delay.
So 28.
What was that, 28 one round?
Record 28 homers in the first round.
I mean, that was incredible. Adolis Garcia's had some good moments over the last couple of years, including 24 and 2023 when he lost to Randy Arozarena, even though he hit 17 home runs in the first round. Arozarena hit 24. Does Corey Seager count? He was good in 2022 when he was still with the Dodgers, and he was back in the home run with a derby with his former team against Seattle's Julio Rodriguez. Joey Gallo at Coors Field in 2021. That was cool. Prince Fielder, Great American Ballpark 2015. I don't even remember that, probably because Prince only hit 13 dongs that evening and lost to Todd Frazier, who was the eventual winner. Nelly Cruz in 09. Do you remember this one? You had Albert Pujols. You had Ryan Howard. It was the young Ranger who landed in the finals that year against Prince Field. I did not remember that. Nelson Cruz in 09. The first baseman for the Brewers at the time barely snuck by Nelly's boomstick in the final with a score of 23-21. Then, yes, you go to 2008 there with Josh Hamilton at Yankee Stadium. You go back to 05 for Mark Teixeira at Comerica Park. Now we're going way back. I think most people remember Mark Teixeira now as the guy that got you Elvis Andrus and Nefty Feliz. Hank Blaylock was a very fun name 20 years ago. In 2004, hammering Hank Blaylock, one up Teixeira, hitting three first-round dingers, but failed to make the second round. That was with a different scoring system. And, of course, Alex Rodriguez in 2001 at Safeco. That was huge. Man, you can go back to Juan Gonzalez, 1993. There's a lot of Texas Rangers history here in this event, but I think this is the first time in quite a while there will be no Ranger in there this evening.
I remember when Pete Alonso was doing deadlifts in between his at-bats.
Back-to-back
just
jam.
Go down into the clubhouse and just start wrapping them out.
Well, T-levels that 2019 when he won, I mean, the headline for that home run derby was Guerrero and Peterson stage dinger duel for the ages.
Oh, Jock.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Jock was really swinging.
In the semis, they just went toe-to-toe, dinger for dinger. Guerrero smacking 29 dingers, and then Peterson had 29 as well in the semis before ultimately they fell to Pete Alonso in the finals. But
Didn't they have like two or three tiebreaker rounds?
Of course.
Between the two of them, Vladdy versus Jock, but then neither one of them ended up winning the whole thing.
40-39, Vlad Jr. and Peterson. They were exhausted. They were hugging each other afterwards. Three swing-off tiebreakers. It was unbelievable, unlike any dinger duel we'll ever see again.
That was before Jock let himself go a little bit.
He did. He let himself go a little bit.
He had the stamina back then.
It might just be, who knows, that he's hurt, but as soon as we get these rehabs going.
Yeah, well, what's the truth there?
Okay, Walchuk had
Return
the report.
Pushback?
Walchuk has the Jock Peterson report that he gave us at the Pickler on Friday.
Okay.
Go ahead. He's got sources. Tell him what they said. Give the direct quote, Walchuk. This is from inside the Rangers organization somewhere.
His, not to make fun of you, Wooly, but his body's starting to look a little bit like yours.
Oh, that's what a source? Oh, so that's what a source inside the Rangers organization told Walchuk about Jock Peterson?
He's starting to look like you, Walchuk.
So he has gotten hurt and used this as a full launch into heavy fat man retirement?
Now I don't even appreciate you bringing this up anymore because now I'm feeling bad.
No, this isn't about – this is about
now
Jock.
I don't even want to go to Oxnard anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to be shamed.
Oh, I'll eat for two in Oxnard.
No,
I
know you
to.
Will. I wish I had those genetics.
So he's gonna return and be one of the great fat athlete home run hitters. This is the Babe Ruth portion of his career. I
hope to
like.
God, because that face, it is swollen.
It's bad. You know, when you get that chin going.
Maybe it's just water. Yeah. It could be water weight. Like, I'm hopeful to go on
with
a
alcohol
cleanse.
In it.
He's just drinking too much water. That's his problem.
Maybe it's just the water weight.
He's overeating water.
Got hops and barley.
But just,
in
I mean,
it.
When they've panned to the dugout, it's not exactly a great look. I've noticed myself.
He looks like he just rolled out of bed at like a
modern
8 o'clock
day Babe
start.
Ruth. What do we got working here?
Guy does not care, man. And the swagger is kind of hilarious.
It is. It's amazing.
He's still very confident. It's not like he's walking around in shame about the way he looks and presents himself. He's very crotch first about
it. Well, he's got to go up at least one size on the hoodie and then grow a beard that tucks down to the Adam's apple.
See, he's baby
face guy. I don't know what type of beard opportunities his face will allow for him, but he signed the, what, 2 years, 40 mil? He's got the player option. Like, he's sitting pretty. I understand he's just living the good life.
I didn't know it was 2 and 40. I thought it was like 2 and 20.
No, he's 2 and 40 with a player option for year 2.
37 mil. The deal included 5.5 mil signing bonus. And if he opts out, the Rangers have a mutual option for 2027. He's going to earn 13 mil this year. It's 18.5 mil next year. And he's getting that money.
So, like, I kind of get.
He's great. He's in a great spot.
He's got, like, the human personality of, like, I don't really need to do anything else. I don't have to swing it. I don't have to hit another home run.
He's still got the swagger and confidence like he's in his prime, too. Like, he's not, like, having it rattle him at all. I guess that's being a millionaire. Is that what that is? It's amazing how many of these guys could be having horrible years, and they're like, man, life's great. You know?
That direct deposit is not good. Hitting, baby.
It's not always a good thing for the rest of the clubhouse.
Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh has committed to playing for the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic. AL leading 38 bomb skis. Is this guy going to go after bonds here in the second half? Is he like that? I don't know. I think he's going to get to 60, maybe 65 or so, which would have been a record for my childhood. But he's sitting at 38 here. And that is, one shy of Bonds' 2001 Major League record for homers before the break. Bonds had 39 that year. Mm-hmm. Also joins Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Ken Griffey Jr. as players with at least 38 homers and 10 stolen bags in the team's first 96 games. I didn't know he could run like that.
No. I tell you what.
Call him the big dumper?
Is that the big dump?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was all about.
That merch is taking off. You know what it's about now, right?
Now I did. I didn't know what I always. They were talking about the big dumper, and I had no idea. It's like, remember we were talking about, I thought, is that the city nickname for Seattle?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the big dumper? You know, and it's like, no, it's the player.
The merch. The merch is flying off the racks. Big dumper merch all over the place. They actually have little baby onesies now that you can buy with the number 29 big dumper on the back. Which I think is pretty apropos.
Yeah, that's perfect, man.
That baby's going to drop one.
Might want to have another baby just to pick one of those up.
We got a comment from Emmanuel Acho.
Uh-oh.
About
being fired today?
No, he got fired, but he
everybody got fired at FS1.
He took to X to let everybody know. He goes, quote, "In sports, when you're not good enough, you get cut. In TV, when you're not good enough, you get canceled. I'm not going to try to come on here with y'all with some big announcement soon. Stay tuned because I really don't know what's coming. But what I do know is I trust God."
Was he sniffing his fingers while he said it?
Man, that's right. Joy Taylor got canned as well. Shady McCoy.
Got peanut butter skin.
Craig Carton, Schlereth, Danny Parkins. I mean, maybe they find a way to keep them in a different sort of capacity in a different show. But in theory, all of those people are no longer.
Was Craig Carton, he was kind of a controversial, was he the guy who was in jail?
He was in jail. Yeah, he might be going back to WFAN as some of the reports I saw. So maybe he's, time heals all wounds.
Yeah, he got involved in like a pyramid scheme where he was scamming investors and somebody ran away with the bag. So didn't he do like 3 years?
He did.
In the joint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, white collar crime.
Wow.
Fraud and that kind of deal.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan, LA Live. What do you guys think of people that play a ton of golf? Can they really be their potential in their career? This is the old Tony Romo discussion, obviously. And if you don't remember, back in 2010, Tony Romo called into this very show to defend himself against these allegations. Because, I mean, I think it was the middle of the season. He just fired like a 71 at a U.S. Open qualifier. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't go out and do that unless you are too obsessed with golf to be the best quarterback that you could possibly be. And, obviously that was a conversation back then. But now we find it with Auburn coach Hugh Freeze. He was asked about it, and I guess it's SEC Media Day, so a lot of people are talking about it. But he says, everybody seems to like to talk about my golf game. I do love golf. I enjoy playing. But what people don't realize is I assure you that I never missed a camp day or a recruiting day. But if camp got over at 3 o'clock one day and Jill and I go out at 4:30, we absolutely might do that. And I'm not apologizing for that part of it, but my focus is 100% on getting Auburn in that win column.
Yeah, he also complained the fact that Auburn doesn't have enough money to
get out there and fundraise.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. That, like, why are you not working on this full time?
Yeah, I guess Hugh Freeze is a successful coach. I've been hearing about him a lot. He's been in a lot of different spots.
Yeah. But I think this is the trap that some people fall into when they're passionate about something that's not their occupation.
Him and his wife, it's their way of spending time together. Obviously, yeah. She plays golf.
You know, and you know? That's great. And I would say, go ahead and do that like twice a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and maybe just don't post about it every single time you do.
Keep that private.
And that's a lot of time.
I think there was like a coach at Tulsa. I might be wrong about this. The head coach at Tulsa, he might have qualified for the USAM.
Was Tyler Smith there? Maybe we can ask Tyler at camp.
No, I mean, seriously, I think Tulsa's head football coach qualified for the USAM.
But I think of coaches like spending at least 12, maybe 16, maybe 20 hours a day. And maybe my understanding is off, Brian. I mean, you spent so many time in college football, TCU, yeah. A&M, LSU, I mean, other spots.
Well, you play in a lot of outings. Okay. You know, that needs to be when you're
playing.
Yeah, you need to go like we used to when I was with worked at Texas A&M in recruiting. We'd go to Amarillo, we'd go to Houston, but we'd go speak to the Aggie Club. Mm-hmm. So the events are at night. So what we would do is they would invite us to play
golf.
That's
a business trip.
Yeah, we'd go and play golf in the morning, and then we'd speak to the alumni at night. And then we'd move on to the next city. And we did this for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So like for 2 weeks, we were on the road. And then when we were done, we were done. We didn't play any more golf.
There you go.
But you got it all out of your system. But we were doing it in a way of like, helping the 12th Man Foundation get money.
Yeah.
Because we were showing up and speaking at these events.
I think the thing for me, and maybe this is personal, is I can't shoot a good score unless I'm practicing a lot. You know? And maybe these guys can go out and fire a score and be like, man, that was a lot of fun. But, you know, golf's not enjoyable unless I'm playing three times a week and going to the range twice a week and working on my putting. And then you can actually start working your handicap down. So I guess I assume that other golfers are doing the same thing. And if you're in a fast moving occupation like college football coaching, where the schemes are changing and there could be a play that was run in high school last week that your opposition's getting ready to spring on you, I don't think I could rest as a coach. I don't think I could say I'm going to go spend 1 hour driving to the golf course, 4 hours playing, an hour afterwards sitting on the 19th hole drinking wine with my wife, and then come home and kick my feet up and watch TV.
All right. Well, here we go. This is what I was talking about. Trey Lamb is the head football coach at Tulsa.
Yeah.
Trey Lamb is his first year. He just qualified for the Oklahoma Golf Association State Amateur Championship. He shot a 3-over-75 at the club at Forest Ridge and Broken Arrow. Lamb is well known for his competitive golf game, often playing 50 rounds a year and boasting a +1 handicap.
Pretty good. Yeah. I'd say that's one round a week.
Yeah.
And maybe you're not playing during the season. That sounds reasonable. But if you told me that score was 5 under par and he played 200 times a year.
I got concerned.
You know, I think we're moving on in the athletic department. Mm-hmm. I do find that interesting. I guess the Cowboys dodged a bullet not drafting Quinshon Judkins, huh?
I would have wanted to have him, but I didn't know.
And there was weird stuff that came out about that.
Is there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw somebody that covers the Browns in Cleveland said that the incident took place on July 7th. However, the victim didn't report the incident to police until the 12th. And both he and the female victim traveled to Florida as friends after the incident took place on the 7th. The victim then stayed with him for an additional 5 nights before notifying law enforcement on Saturday.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.